I had been trying for 3 years naturally with my husband, and within that time we had infertility investigations, and at the end of that my consultant sat with me and told me I had unexplained infertility.
How difficult was it for you to tell your story within your family?
It was really hard. It was, I think, when you are in so much pain and so much grief, you don't understand it for yourself anyway. So it's really hard to find the words to describe it. And what I found is then trying to tell my family, because I couldn't explain it for myself, it was really hard to tell them. And when I did try and tell them, they all wanted to fix it, because no one wants to see you hurt and in pain. They just automatically wanted to give you all the, you know, you shouldn't feel that way, it's okay, just keep praying about it, it's God's will. You know, I had so many things that really were unhelpful, so it was just a really difficult time for me.
And what about friends?
Friends were the same. Again, no one wants to see you be hurt, so they just want to comfort you and give you things like, you know, you've got a good job, have one of my children, it's all okay. And no one really allows you to be that sad about it.
You use the word grieving a lot. Why?
Because it is a sadness. It's this place where you don't understand. And no one understands why, because you haven't lost anything. But we have lost the dream of being mothers. It's something we had, a lot of women from childhood. We were brought up hearing, when you become a mum, you'll understand. You know, I remember my parents telling me all the things that I did that I'll get back when I was going to be a mother. So I always knew I was supposed to be a mum. And all of a sudden I was in this place where it wasn't going to happen. And I didn't know what that meant for me or my marriage. And I didn't know who I was anymore.